So, we will start off with attendance. Today, the question will be, what's your favorite thing to do in the fall at Gustavus? I hand over to the administrative assistant.
Miller?
My favorite thing to do in the fall is swim in the swim team here at Gustavus.
Skiba?
My favorite thing to do in the fall would be to walk in the yard with the changing leaves.
Gustavson?
I think my favorite thing is, yeah, to watch the leaves change color.
Rasmussen?
Grilling.
Peterson?
Celebrate my birthday.
Wicklund?
To take naps.
Gladich?
Carving jack-o'-lanterns, watching the football games.
Getty? Karen?
Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to go with either choir or probably watching Champions League.
Hong?
My favorite thing to do in the fall or any time at college is to abide by the college policy and rules.
Bowker? No Bowker. Gotta go?
I think you said it.
Did I?
What? Voucher?
Voucher, sorry.
Definitely football's on Sunday and Monday and Thursday.
Gotta go?
Just looking forward to that nice autumn breeze, you know?
Yeah.
Seattle?
I just like reading.
Pausch?
I just like to anticipate the release of the new FIFA game.
Hey.
I enjoy shooting deer when deer season is open.
You can't do that
because
it's called poaching.
Watching college football.
Sing.
I desperately cling on to the last few days of warm and not cold.
Mahim?
Mahim and Tan. I look forward to choir and gang rank for CNCC.
Yeah.
Salve?
Probably like catching up on shows we got released over the summer.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thrash?
I like going up to Camp Ripley and stomping around the woods for a couple days.
Wagner?
College football.
Jensen?
Watching the Wild.
Branch?
I'm going to 7 Mile.
Weist?
Weist, so let's get home. Going back to the farm, I help my dad with the harvest.
Gersh?
New year, make some new friends.
Johnson?
Going for a walk or a run around campus.
Panzer.
Big fan of sweaters. Once the weather starts.
Grocious.
Yes. Good job. I wait for winter because it's the best month or season, I should say. So. Yep.
Sweet.
For sure, diving into my coat and jacket collection, a warm drink in one hand, and a loved one in the other.
Goldstein?
On top of that, favorite thing to do in the fall is hang out with my girlfriend, Autumn. And admin director Knutson?
I really like the liminal space between hot and cold, so I like being outside.
Any advisor doing that?
Raking the Euler courtyard, although I haven't done that since I was the Euler head resident, so it's been a while.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Next on the agenda are the minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes from last week's meeting? Any discrepancies? Any discrepancies? Any? All right, with that, they're approved. We move to vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from 9/15/2014, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Minutes are approved. All right. Up next, we're moving on to community comment. Is there anyone here from the community who wishes to comment? Any community comment? Any community comment? Seeing none, we will proceed. All right, now we're on to old business. The first item of old business is a committee membership update. Now I'll pass it on to Co-President Simmons.
So, this is on the agenda for the purpose of the committees who need their membership approved by the body to maybe give an update, say where they're at, discuss a little bit, and for any of our other committee chairs to offer input, say something that might be pertinent to your decisions that should be made pretty quickly here as to which committees you would like to pursue. So with that, I'll hand it off first to our finance chair if you'd like to give a quick update as to where you're at with committee membership and your selection process.
We are not going to make any approvals tonight. We are waiting for couple more applicants, so if you're one of those people, try and get your application in tomorrow, and that will be the deadline, and we will move from there. And so committees will be approved next week.
And Ombudsman released?
On the same line, I think we're going to wait until next week to announce the new members of the Ethics Committee. But I think the student at large, who I talked to, Joe Fair, will be serving as student at large on the Ethics Committee.
Barring this committee's, the body's approval.
Yes, barring, yes, of course.
Then, do any of our other chairs wish to say anything as far as membership, as far as?
I would just like to say that if you want to be part of D committee, please come and speak to me after the meeting so I can get your contact information because we're going to be meeting this week. Other than that.
Any other committee member? All right, and that's the committee updates. We will now move on to any other old business. Is there any other old business that you would wish to discuss? Any old business? Any old business? Seeing none? We'll now move on to new business. I'm new at this. All right, the first item on new business is a discussion about the weight room. It was brought to our attention by a member of this body that they would like to discuss what can be done about the weight room and the state it's in. And so with that, we would like to open discussion on the weight room. And if someone could specifically talk to what the concerns were, that'd be awesome. At this point, we will open up the speakers list. All right, up first, the Senator Boucher?
Yeah. All right. I'm the one that brought this up. I've been talking to multiple residents of co-ed, and they all believe that it is too small, it's getting old, and that either they need to make it bigger, get new equipment, or, you know, they gotta spread it out because they think it's cramped. Same with that, aerobics, but with all the treadmills and stuff, the cardio area, it's just too compact, too cramped. You just gotta spread them out. Yeah.
Senator Seattle.
I know that they did renovate it somewhat last year by putting in like the new ground, which, I mean, it's an improvement, but yeah, like this is my fourth year here, and that was a concern right when I walk on campus. I don't know what else they can do at this point. I definitely think we should look into this because I think it's a concern for all students, but to the point of them actually doing something, seeing as they just put money in to the small, I guess I'll call it a band-aid work. I don't really see much coming from this, even though I do believe that there should be some sort of action taken by the school, or if we have to make a movement or something like that, I think that would definitely be behind that. And I'm you.
Senator Sobe?
Sobe. Point of information, how much money was spent putting in the flooring and all that renovation? Because it just got finished, what, last year? I don't know, I just find it, that being said, I'd like more money involved, and I don't know if it's feasible, because one has very limited space overall to retool things, that area was set up to do, we're going to have cardio over here, we're going to have weightlifting over here. So would be to take a different space from one, or you have to construct a completely different building, which I don't think is feasible for just a one issue of the wavering. So I think this is somewhat futile. I don't really have the numbers of you say this won't really want to spend the money too after they just spent the money fixing it, basically. They have my time.
Senator Karen?
I kind of agree with actually all of you. I do agree with the numbers thing. We do have to know how much it costs, or else if we're just going to toss money at something reckless, it's pretty much pointless. One thing I do think that we can actually accomplish would be the boxing bag. I'm going to be real. I did a lot of damage to that thing and kind of broke it last year, and I think that's maybe something that would actually be feasible that we could actually fix.
Would you be willing to
yield?
Oh, yes. Indeed. If you think that we need more information, or that maybe a smaller group should be tackling some of these questions,
sure.
And you think this body isn't equipped to handle them at this point,
sure.
I think it might be a very prudent idea to charge this to a committee that makes sense to charge.
Definitely.
Motion to charge this to health and housing.
We must follow those speakers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I yield.
Okay. Chair Gersh.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out, in terms of space, there's the virtual golf facility that used to be on the second floor of the weight area that is now potentially unoccupied just because they now have the new golf facility out near the tennis bubble area. So people looking into this, that would be, I think, a good start is figure out if that space isn't already being put towards the weight room, because that very well could be.
Senator Thrash.
Yeah, I want to echo the previous speakers on, our body isn't going to want to put up money, but I think that almost puts the onus on us to put up that money. If students aren't satisfied with their weight room, then it becomes an issue for Senate to put up the money, because athletics isn't going to do it after they just did it. However, I agree that we're at a point now where we're kind of nitpicking it. I would move to charge this to health and housing.
Second. Second.
Gersh, do we talk on charges? I think since it's being moved, you vote now.
Alright. We'll move to a vote to charging this to the health and housing.
Point of information, does this go under just because it's health and it's dealing with fitness? Is that why it's going to that committee? Because I'm just confused as to why it's going to that committee.
Direct inquiry to make
it is because it's a health issue, and also it's not strictly speaking a student issue, because the faculty and staff can use the weight room as
right.
well.
Okay.
It's a little bit of an academic issue, because I know it's crowded for weights classes, but that's one class out of hundreds. So I think the appropriate place is health and housing.
I was just wondering.
Perfect. So we'll now be voting.
If you want to pass this, because we'll get the move to vote.
So now there's discussion.
Yes. Or unless you move to vote on it.
Okay.
So is there discussion on the charge to health and housing?
Any discussion? 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 All right. Seeing none, we will now move to a vote charging the issue of the way to health and housing. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any exception? Motion is approved. All right.
those of you who are unaware, Matthew and myself, the co-presidents, meet with the board trustees to go over student issues and bring them up to the board's attention. And so at this time, we would like to open it up to the floor to see if there are any topics that your constituents want us to bring to the board of trustees. We will move to the speakers list. Are there any discussion items for Senator Scott?
What do you guys, as co-presidents, have, I guess, on your agenda to speak to the board of trustees about before we, I guess, bring up ideas?
Would you yield to the co-president?
So I think probably the most logical place is to begin at the items that we brought forward last spring and give an update as to where we are with each of those items. And so some of those, off the top of my head, would include the Divest campaign, the tobacco-free campaign, the cuts to the Chinese program. Those are just some of the few that I can right now recall. And we address where the student body is at as far as those being a part of the conversation and the dialogue at DeSantis. Other than that, we haven't had a chance to pose it to the body, and so I did not want to prematurely say that this is a concern that's going on in the student body. And we haven't had a chance to sit down and discuss it yet, but we wanted to put it to the body first.
Okay.
Chair Brocious.
I don't know if this would go to the Board of Trustees, but I would like to see a gen ed requirement for multicultural education at Gustavus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that would go to them, but that's something I want to work on this year at least. So I yield.
Senator Hegg.
I have a question on the Divest campaign. Now, you guys are bringing that to the Board of Trustees. Now, are you bringing it to their attention, or are you bringing it to that the student body supports the Divest campaign?
Will you yield, co-president, theoretically?
I yield.
We have never, I shall say, in my experience, in my time of giving reports to the Board of Trustees, I have never said the entire student body feels this way about one issue. I have, with my previous partner, said that our read is roughly this amount of the student body, or roughly this type of group feels this way, and that they are passionate in this way, and there are people who feel this way, and here is their rationale and logic behind both sides, and more than both sides, very much like that. And so it's never, I can't think of an issue where we said all of the student body feels this way, 100% behind this issue. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you yield?
I yield. All
right. Senator Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know if this would be a topic that we brought up with the Board of Trustees, but I guess just the requirements for the prerequisite requirements or gen ed requirements of the activity and fitness credit. I was wondering if they, if they could somehow like take those out and then put in place like a four hour a week, requirement to just like go in there. Yeah.
So just because this is the second time a curriculum question has come up, might be good to just share with the body that the faculty is in charge of the curriculum, and the faculty actually gets a little pissy with the board if the board tries to take that job from them, and the board doesn't want to take that job from them. So these are phenomenal ideas, and I think that where you'd really want to go is to the student reps who sit on the curriculum committee, or the faculty, not that there's not a student rep on the faculty senate, but or to this faculty senate. I mean, I think there's some really great faculty governance places for student senate to engage faculty in these conversations specifically.
Actually, just today, this could be something for the health and housing chair, but it might be actually something to bring up to the Board of Trustees. I actually had a group of people come up to me and talk. They weren't from Complex, but they were from Arborview, and they wanted me to state in our meeting that they wanted to know the possibility of maybe trying to get some sort of system of filing complaints towards CFs, just as a group. Just from a single person, a group of people. I'm not sure if there's a formal way of doing that at the moment. but they felt that it was necessary because them and a couple of their friends have had interactions with CS that they're not sure follow college guidelines or not. I just felt that that was something I could, I yield.
So I would encourage anybody that has issues with their collegiate fellow that they are comfortable to bring those bring those questions and concerns directly to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't feel comfortable doing that, I would say that there is a very clear chain of command within residential life.
Sure.
And so I think the next appropriate step would be their area coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their area coordinator, if they do not have a community coordinator, would be the most appropriate option for that. But I know all of our residential life personnel and our professional staff is very open to hearing concerns and questions and comments. And so I think if they reached out to anyone in the office, it would be handled appropriately. But I would encourage them to approach that individual directly and voice their concerns.
And I'd actually run it up the flagpole two more steps. So if the student wouldn't feel comfortable with their area coordinator, they could absolutely go to the director of Res Life. And if they felt like it was so controversial that no one in Res Life could possibly hear that feedback, then the director of Res Life's boss is me.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could send them to the dean of students' office to hear that. Because CFs are they're students, but they're also employees, and it's always appropriate to go to an employee's supervisor if you want to lodge a complaint against an employee.
Sure. All right, thanks.
Senator Sobe?
I represent a mainly freshman hall, and the biggest complaint that I've been hearing from my constituents is the visitation hours. That's just been contentious of, like, it's only, like, I remember last year something like my CF wanted to enforce that all the time, and as this year, like, the CFs are like, if you're an upperclassman, it doesn't matter as much, and a lot of people have made comments about, like, if you're gay, you can have a relationship, and you can have your person over, like, you can have your partner over after visitation hours, because the visitation hours only apply to the opposite gender. I think it creates a lot of ill will, and it's just, like, a policy where I'm not entirely sure what the aims of it are. Is that something that we could address? I yield my time.
Senator Peterson.
I guess I'm not really sure if this would go with the Board of Trustees, but based off of my class, two of the main complaints that I've heard was having school on Memorial Day and Labor Day, and how that was a huge issue with students, events like that. So I don't know who you would go to that, but that was one of the main concerns. And another idea that I also heard from my constituents would be about J-term. I don't know if that's the same as going to the teachers, but instead of having a J-term, having a May-term, and possibly making that more optional so we don't go out so late. Because a lot of people, that cuts into, like, internship opportunities and some job opportunities. And then, you know, just kind of making it more efficient, I guess, for the school year.
Chair Grocious.
So also something else, I'm assuming this would go to the board. So all the faculty and staff and stuff has gone through the Title IX training and the new Title IX stuff that's been instituted. And there's something that I was told by Pearl, who is the director of the Diversity Center, and it's called Title VII. It's Title IX, but like the diversity version of it. And it's like diversity, like education, that kind of stuff, and how to act on hate crimes and bias incidents. And I would like to see how faculty can be involved with that there. Anyway, so if you can bring that to them. I can get more information on that too and talk to you about that. So I yield.
Advisor Jones.
I think it's always good to talk to the board about things that are controversial on campus or that students are, you know, feeling are really critical issues for them. But it's also okay to talk to the board about things that are going well or things that you're happy with. And so it might be helpful for Hayden and Matt to hear, if such things exist, for you as students, to hear those as well.
Chair Panzer.
I've heard overwhelmingly good things about the new president. I think that's a good sentiment to relay on.
Is there any other discussion on the Board of Trustees meeting? Any other discussion? 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 Seeing none, we will move on. Is there any other new business that would like to be brought up? Any new business? New business?
like to know if it is possible to, or what is the best course of action to getting something done with student parking. I've come back in the late evening where I had to be somewhere and didn't have time to circle around the entire campus to park, and parked in the visitor lot, which was 90% empty, and was there for less than 3 hours. I got ticketed. And are you?
We took all of the ideas that were set in the meeting last night, or last Monday, and assigned them to our committee. And so, just to let you know, because I think it's pertinent to your topic, that this was assigned to the student academic affairs committee. But that you can still feel free to talk about it in course.
Is there any other new business? New business? Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Any announcements?
This Thursday, DLC will be hosting a DLC mixer. Those of you who don't know what DLC is, it's Diversity Leadership Council. So all the diversity orgs are like financially under DLC's umbrella rather than coming to Senate. And so all these orgs will be having a mixer. I believe it will be in the dive from 7 to 9. There will be food, games, music, that kind of stuff. And then also, on Friday, there is a Dr. Eddie Moore Jr., I think is his name. He's the founder of like
white
the
privilege.
White Privilege, that like the White Privilege Conference and stuff. And he's coming. DLC has hired him to come and give a workshop, which is like titled like The Lion King, and it's about leadership, and it's from 2:30 to 4:30. I actually don't know where that is. I think it's in this room, actually.
What day is that?
Friday.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, he is giving a workshop. I don't. Do you know what time that's from?
One to five,
and I think it's an alumni. And it's titled The N-Word. So if you're interested, I encourage you to go to all of these events.
Chair Panzer.
I just wanted to give a brief update on sort of the purpose of the committee, health housing, and then also talk about Kitchen Cabinet, which is an organization that I think not many students are aware of. It's kind of Steve Kellgren's sounding board / strategy room for a lot of stuff the CAF's doing. So those meetings were held at 7:00 a.m. at 7:15 a.m. Really good free breakfast. I went there this morning to represent the health housing committee's interests and and was pretty surprised at how much of an overlap there is between what this committee would be doing and what Kitchen Cabinet's doing. So I just encourage you to talk to me if you have any interest about, you know, how the CAF makes their decisions, where they're thinking about, you know, changing things with Gustyware, composting, recycling policy, price models, all sorts of different things. So I just wanted to share that Kitchen Cabinet is a pretty impressive body that's doing a lot of good work that we work pretty closely with as health committee.
Real quick, I just want to make three quick announcements. First off, thank you for working with me, even though I made many mistakes tonight. It's my first time like a meeting with this. So if you have any feedback for me, let me know. If I'm butchering your name, let me know. The other thing, thank you so much for being flexible as we were trying to find a meeting room. It's awesome to know that we can count on you guys to still stay focused and all of that stuff. All right. Chair Johnson.
All right. So I'm still looking for more people to be on the Student Academic Affairs Committee. If you really feel strongly about the parking issue, feel free to come and at least speak if you're on the committee. But we're also planning on tackling several other issues throughout the year. It's really a great chance to make an impact. So feel free to look me up or actually find me afterwards if you are interested right now. I'll be taking names and emails, and so that we can set up a time and hopefully we'll move up and running in the next week.
Co-President Timmons.
So I have a few announcements. The first one, because I think it's most important, Hayden and I have been asked to be the flag bearers at this year's Nobel Conference. Neither one of us are able to make that obligation, and so we would like to pose it to you all, if you feel so inclined, or if you think you know of someone that would be a good and appropriate flag bearer, that if you would please approach us. So this would be the person that would help lead in the procession of Nobel Conference, this year's 50th anniversary, the Jubilee year of Nobel. If you have any interest in that, please reach out to one of us.
so we can put your name forward as a flag bearer. The next item I have is I'm serving on a dive committee that is advising the changes that have taken place and what ones might take place or what. The dive has undergone a lot of changes. There's a committee that will be discussing those changes and the future of the dive. If you have concerns, questions, comments, please reach out to me, and I'd love to talk more about it. I think it's very important. Next, I wanted to say congratulations to all the members here who have gone to Greek in the next 2 weeks. That will be very busy, but I'm glad to see a lot of faces here, and hats off to you all. And again, if you have any Board of Trustees items, please see Hayden or myself. The next item I have is committees. Please, please, please reach out to your committee chairs tonight. Tell them you are interested. Please have it narrowed it down so that way we can start moving forward. As you can see, this body moves much more efficiently. Things in committee, bring it to the floor, have a quick discussion about it, and that way if we have strong disagreements, we can spend time disagreeing, but where we all agree, where we all think it's very efficient and there's a consensus, we can move much more effectively and efficiently. The last item I have is cabinet members, please stay afterwards so we can chat. And that's all.
All right, Senator Heck.
Okay, I didn't get to say this during when we were talking, but I just wanted to bring up the possibility that the health and housing can discuss that possibly moving the weight room or moving weights into Anderson Social Science Hall, being it's not utilized right now. Just looking into that, could never know. And then also, I'd like to comment on the divest campaign. Just be aware that the purpose of investments are to generate income and money, and if oil and natural gas is the best place to generate that money, I feel that the college should take advantage of that. It's not to decide morality. So, thank you.
May.
Yes, in the future, please try to keep your announcements to things that like are maybe happening outside of this body, so that way that if you have an issue or a item of business that we can have the appropriate way to discuss it and have a conversation. But it's technically not, I would not necessarily rule it out of order. I just think that's the purpose of an announcement, is to have just an announcement that we don't necessarily discuss or disagree about.
I'm both person, we...
I guess just an announcement for today. We have a new member of the Senate, Rotella, representing the International Senate. So we're welcoming him today. And yeah, that's
Advisor Jonas.
Just would like to invite you to engage in conversations with your constituents about the importance of being good community members, especially on the weekends. When students are inclined to be in the St. Peter community, the more that you can encourage your residents to remember that there are families, neighbors that aren't gusties, who don't want to be woken up in the middle of the night, who don't appreciate people peeing on their lawns, and any other number of what seems, I'm sure, like a good idea in the moment, but in retrospect is probably more of an annoyance to a general citizen. And so if you can help get that message out to students, that would be fantastic.
Are there any other announcements? 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 Seeing none, we are done.
Adjourned.
Thank you.
Don't forget to put the tables back.
You want to be on D committee, come and see me right now, please.
Am I good?
Now I need your phone number.
Jacob, I'm actually planning on talking to Cassie for this week.